But in reality, in truth, they're indistinguishable. They're the two aspects of one and the same thing. Now, at this stage, there are two important questions for us to consider. We've spoken of an experience. We've spoken of an expression. Experience of enlightenment through wisdom. Expression of enlightenment through compassion. But the questions which arise to be considered are, first of all, the general nature of the expression in thought and speech, and the function of that expression. So the first question, as to the general nature of the expression, this amounts to asking whether the Buddha's conceptual formulation or formulations of his experience of enlightenment, cannot be all reduced to a single leading principle from which all the others could be deduced. In other words, when the Buddha preached, when the Buddha taught, he preached and he taught out of, ultimately, his experience of enlightenment. But he taught many different kinds of people, different degrees of intellectual ability, different temperaments, different difficulties, different degrees of understanding and spiritual development. So he might have taught one person in one way, taught another person in another way, presented things in one light to one kind of person, in another light to another kind of person. So all these different teachings, all these different expressions, but all ultimately stemming from the Buddha's enlightenment, all issuing from that. So the question which arises is whether all these expressions, all these teachings, cannot be reduced to one great principle from which they could all be deduced. So is there a general principle which is, as it were, a general, almost archetypal expression in terms of thought and speech on the philosophical level of the Buddha's spiritual experience, beyond which you can't get. You can't have anything more general than that. From there you'd have to go directly to the enlightenment experience itself. So is there any such general principle or expression of the Buddha's enlightenment? Now we can say very definitely that there is. There's a principle, an expression, which is, we may say, widely, universally recognized in Buddhism, in the Buddhist tradition, as being the expression, the most widely generalized expression of the Buddha's enlightenment. And this is what we call in Buddhism the law, or the principle, or the teaching of praticca samuppada, the law of conditionality. Now, though this is so general, though it is so fundamental, basically, like all fundamental things, it's very simple indeed. So simple we might possibly even overlook it. And the formula which is given for this expression of the Buddha's enlightenment in the scriptures is as follows. In very simple, almost abstract mathematical language, the Buddha says that it's all reducible to this. This being that becomes. From the arising of this, that arises. This not becoming, that does not become. From the ceasing of this, that ceases. So this is the formula, in its highest degree of generality and abstractness. Let me repeat it just once more. This being, that becomes. From the arising of this, that arises. This not becoming, that does not become. From the ceasing of this, that ceases. And this law, this principle, holds good of the whole of existence, whether it's material or mental or spiritual, the same great law holds good. The law of praticca samutpada, the law of conditionality or conditioned co-production or dependent origination, as also it is translated. And the whole of Buddhism, we may say, all this great superstructure of thought and practice is based on this formula, on this principle, the praticca samutpada, law of conditionality.